and I'm glad for that this morning. Listen, I was traveling to work, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and I had it over on, I left listening to 90.9. And I had that queued over there, and Brother Bobby had requested that song. Brother Jerry, that doesn't make some good. You know, those things that we come up in life, the devil may put up on us, but you can rest assured that we have got a friend in Jesus. What he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm glad that we could trust in him. That, Lord, you know, but we can't walk without holding his hand. The brother speaking of the things that come up on him with his children. You know, the devil would like us to feel defeated this morning, but I'm glad there is victory in Jesus this morning. I'm glad that we're serving one that we can trust in this morning. Glad for the Spirit, God, I've sent this way this morning, his presence. I've got some reading I'm wanting to do over here in Luke chapter 12. And I just want to be led by God just for a little while this morning. I tell you right now, I appreciate Brother J.B. and Brother Jerry. Listen, they preached a lot. Jerry, Brother J.B. pastored our church for many years. Me, just a young boy, while we had young people's league. And Brother J.B., we learned a lot from that. Amen. Listen, bless as a child and young, you learned a lot, Brother Jerry. Yeah. But I'm glad, and I can remember when they come up there and preach, I always enjoyed hearing them preach. Listen, I sat up at crossroads and I seen the felt anointing. I got in such a shape, Brother J.B., that when even a preacher would get up to preach, I would get nervous for it because I knew what God called me to do. I sat back and seen Brother Richard be called of God and stood out and preached God's word, and Brother Kenny and Brother Kevin. But listen, I've fought it for a long time. But I tell you what, I'm glad that I finally surrendered and I stepped out of that boat on faith. Listen, I would always keep my eyes upon him and trusted in him. But if you got your Bibles, we just want to be led by him this morning. We're nothing without him. Over here in Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 13. And the scripture reads like this, and it said, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide inheritance with me. And he said unto him, man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Listen, we find over here in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 7 said, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. I'm glad for the parables that he spoke and talked with his disciples there. And we listen, this is wrote in red. This ain't no other preacher. This ain't my saying. I've listened this morning, but this is his Christ. His own words this morning. But listen, as we read on down, and he spake a parable then saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, said, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns, and I will build greater. There will I bestow all my fruit and my goods. Listen, we're living in a world. Let me remind you this morning. We're living in a world today that seems like people want to get all they can all they can get. But listen, let me take some others out to read those this and study it on it. I listen, I thought of how over there in Luke chapter 16 he talked talked about the rich man and Lazarus. But listen, I want to throw this in here. That rich man, he had everything. But Lazarus was there, just desired the crumbs from his table. But I was thinking about this rich man. If he had just given him the crumbs off the table, that wouldn't have saved him. But it would have been a stale. You see, you're on the paint with me this morning. We need to let this spoke in the Sunday school class this morning. Listen, we need to let it be all about Him. We need to have that love. We need to have that love for our fellow man. Listen, he said, and he thought, with himself said, what shall I do? You look around at these things that people have. I've often thought, if you want to get depressed, listen of what you've got and what God has blessed you with. I'd get on some of these old country roads and travel down the road to some houses that you don't see how they're standing. God's blessed all of us. Listen, we need to stay off of these streets, if you will, where it looks like that everything's all right. They got those big, beautiful brick houses matching on the hillside. But I bet you something other. If they've not got God in the heart, listen, they're not happy this morning. But let me teach something other. Listen, let's go on a little further. And he said that I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good. Lay it up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, to be merry. Listen, it seems like we're living in so satisfied world. Listen, I pray they've been people. That's got in church and they have done real good in church and filling the Spirit of God. But listen, that Satan creep in. You know, I believe God wants us to do good. I believe He wants us to do well. But listen, if we see the brother in need, we need to help him. But I pray the people, listen, they have stored up so much stuff. Listen, that they see no need to go down to the church on Wednesday night. Listen, they don't see the need for going on Sunday night. Listen, they do. Listen, if you will, they just feel the need if I can go just on Sunday morning. But let me teach something other. Listen, I'm glad that He can put that spirit of you, that you're here, that you'll want more and more of it. This morning, I couldn't live on first Sunday morning religion. Listen, I'm glad. You know, Gary J.B., I was raised in church all my life. I saved at 9 years old. But I remember they come a time when I'll go and read a little bit longer, a little later. But they come a time after I got married. I listened to the Lord. I have failed Him a many time in my Christian life. But I may take something this morning. He has never failed me. But it come a time when I got married. And then it happened to me realize, you know, the devil tried to speak to me and say, you don't have to go. You're not under your mom and daddy's watch anymore. Listen, there was a lot of times I've told this somewhere in my home church. There come a time that I would go, Brother J.B., just because I didn't want mama calling me and seeing where I was at. But I told them, listen, it until you seek it out for what it is for you. Listen, if you've been great from that saucer, because your cup has overflowed this morning, until you get to that point, you're not going to be able to make it. You're not going to be able to be fed spiritually. praying this morning. I thought in a long time there. I thought, I told my wife, I said, I don't mind getting up there and just having to read. But I'm learning, Brother J.B., that I just let him take control. I'm not worried about it. I've spent hours and hours. I'm reading and studying. But I remember I told Brother Clayton Fanny, I said, listen, now that I got into this thing, how do you know about a message? Brother Jerry, I know the thing I'm thinking about it. I'm stepping in something other. God come and preach. But listen, he said, I give him that promise. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But Brother Clayton, he said, I'll try to answer you on that. If Crossroads asked you if you're going to be singing a couple songs on Sunday morning, and you would have a couple songs ready. Listen, and that's what I'm trying to do. Listen, this song about Jesus. I'm glad that we can trust in Him. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But let's go on a little further here. This morning, he said, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for me many years. Take that ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? And you know, they've been people that have backed out. I know preachers, but God has blessed them many ways. They just have quit. There's no quit place. They need in ease. I've wondered about this many times. How the wrath of God is held back. But let me tell you something other. It's going to be poured out on men. It seems like a lot of times you've heard spoke of it. Of how these that live out here ungodly, it seems like they have a whole lot. But let me tell you something. Of the riches of this life, that's not what you go on. I'm glad that I am. I'm glad I'm a millionaire. I'm glad that I can trust in Him. He's got a place prepared. What the saints about. Listen, over in glory land. I'm glad that we're following one that knows the way, and we can put our trust and our faith and confidence in Him. This morning, I just want to be led by Him. This morning, now, he said here, and He said unto His disciples, and therefore, I said, you take no thought for your life, of what ye shall eat, and needed for the body, of what ye shall put on. We're helpless this morning, but we've got God in our life, and we're living His commandments and His statutes. We can trust in Him. We have no power of nothing. But it goes on down that He feeds the sparrows. But He tells us that we're more precious than the fowls of the air. I'm glad that we've got His word, Brother J.B., that we can get into it. I'm glad in one place that He told us that His word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm glad that we've got His word, that we can trust in Him. I couldn't help but listening in the Sunday school class this morning. I'm not much for what you're looking around, but there's a little old lady that kept speaking up back here. I don't know why. I said, that's a humble little lady. You don't hear that in a lot of churches anymore. But let me tell you something other. We can trust in Him this morning. He wants to be in our midst. He wants to supply our every need. This morning, I'm glad for that. He said, said. Yes. He said, lie is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. He said, consider the raiment, for they neither sow nor reap. I neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the plow? And which of you which taketh a thought can add unto a statue and cubit? And if you then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take you thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say to you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow it's cast in an oven, how much more will he clothe you, oh ye of little faith? I listen, you know, we've had so many times that his disciples, let me ask you this, wouldn't you like to be there traveling with Jesus? I think I would. I'd like to be there with him. I'd like to be there and seeing Zacchaeus go climbing up that tree. I'd not like to be there when John baptized him in the River Jordan. But I was not there. But yet I believe and trust in him. Thomas even, I wasn't going to believe until he seen the nail print and thrust his hand in his side. I didn't have to see that. But I'm glad his spirit come down and spoke to my heart, and that I can trust in him. I'm telling you about one this morning. No matter what comes your way, in him you can be a winner over it. Listen, I'm glad that we can trust in him this morning. But he said, and seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things, and do the nation of the world seek after. Listen, God knows our heart. He knows the intent of our heart. But listen, we need to trust. I trust and obey him. The Father knoweth that you need thee, and need of thee saved. But rather, listen, church, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, a little flock. Listen to me, fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He said, I go a little further. He said, sell that you have and give on. Provide yourselves bags of rich white's not old. A treasure in the heaven that faileth not. Where no thief approaches, neither moth. Corruption. I'm thinking upon this. I don't care how nice of a house how you build, how much money you put into it over years of time. If it's a brick home, you'll see cracks in the mortar joints. I listen to things of this life they depreciate. But I'm glad the Bible teaches us, teaches me, that we can lay up treasures in heaven. Where neither moth nor rust. Let me tell you something else. What the devil's job is. He's wanting to cheat us out of that. But listen, he's going to be, he knows he's doomed forever. He don't want us to have no part of that. But I'm glad for the promises of God that we can stand on this morning. I lay up not treasures in on earth. But he said, for where your heart treasure is, there will your heart be also. You remember I told you God knows our intentions. He knows our very intentions through our heart. He said, and for where your heart treasure is, there will your heart be also. Listen, we need to get our mind upon that heavenly mansion. I find myself a long time speaking upon this. Abraham over there, he was seeking a city whose builder and maker was God, that had foundation. There's so many things. Listen, we've been there, earmarked, made our here, man. I'm stirred up in the way of remembrance. Listen, that's let me know. Brother Jerry, I've met even church folks that's been saved. They've been reminded every once in a while that we need to get our sight on those down in heaven. Things that we can't see, that things that we can't see, they're everlasting, they're eternal. Those things that you see on this earth, they're temporal. They're going to vanish away one day after a while. Listen, but I'm glad that we can trust and heal. You might say, well, hell, listen, after we get there, then we set on peace in our heart. Let me remind you this evening. Listen, get God's word and read that as much as you can. Then read the Bible. That it's helped me. There's no show on TV. There's nothing. Listen, I love hunting. I love to eat. But there's nothing like getting God's word. It's like a love story. You can't get enough of it. But listen, next thing you know, you'll be praying more. You'll be taking church more. You'll be witnessing to the lost. Listen, I'm afraid. Let me say something about faith here. I've been all, J.B., where you separated. But listen, we did. Listen, our faith gets weak. We've all been there. I've been there. Our faith gets weak and dim. But listen, we've got to have faith and heal. Listen, the lost people, them that's coming back up, listen, they're watching you. Listen, but we need to let our lost people see that they're missing out on something. I pray, listen, if you go out and buy a new car or something other, you're going to be telling if you really like it. But if you've never got nothing good to say about it, they possibly won't want one like it, or anything like it. But we brag upon Jesus. We keep our eyes upon Him. We'll never stray. Listen, no way away. No matter how monstrous the waves get, we can trust in Him. Who can lead us? Listen, I'm glad that we're following one that we can trust in. He said, go a little farther about none. He said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, and shall find watching. Are you watching for Him this morning? The Bible teaches me that He's coming back for them that are ready, that are packed up, and watching for Him. Listen, we know not the day and the hour. Listen, only God knows that. But listen, it's going to come one day after a while. He could be this evening. It can be before we leave here. Listen, but let me tell you this. Listen, let's look for it. Listen, we've heard all my life, I've heard preachers that's been going on. I've preached for many years. I've preached, Brother J.B., I've been for preaching. Pastor, some 40 years ago, I'm preaching the Lord coming back. He is. He's still coming back. You can trust in that. I don't know. We may not know another slip to see His coming. But I'm glad that one day that we can trust. He's got a home prepared where we can go be with Him one day after a while. We're all this stuff, all these 40 things of life, the cares, the tears of sorrow, was going to all vanish away. That's what He teaches me over in Revelation. But let me encourage you this evening, in closing, that you trust in Him. Listen, let's not look upon faith of this life, whether you've got, seem like you've got a lot, or you don't seem like you got nothing. Thank God for it. He knows what we need. Listen to it. I'm here to preach you one time and say, how the Lord knows that I didn't need to be a millionaire because I could have handled it. But listen, we're rich. I'm not going to never have nothing a lot in this life. But I'm glad. But the Bible teaches me that we not lay up treasures on earth which will be destroyed and just pass away, but lay up for yourself a treasure in heaven. Neither moth or rust. Listen, or thieves will break through and steal. Listen, that thief is just as the same this morning. He would like for us to lose out on that. That place that God's got prepared for us this morning. I pray my heart. I appreciate the liberty to stand and preach this morning to y'all. Listen, just keep looking up. Keep trusting in Him this morning. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Keep testifying and praising Him through this life. Listen, what we might go through tomorrow, we don't know who holds tomorrow. Listen, we don't know what tomorrow holds. But I'm glad for one thing, that we know who could we can believe in, that He's holding our hand. I'm glad for that to see. I'm clear my heart, Brother Jerry.
Hey, Brian. Bless. Second problem. Let's play it.